SBS Radio.
Isang magandang umaga ng Sabado, huling araw sa buwan ng Hunyo. Napakabilis po ng araw. Bukas ay Hulyo na. At sa ating programa, pabatiin muna natin ang ating mga kasama. Ang maganda, maganda physically at ang kanyang boses, syempre, ang half Filipina, half Northern Irish na si Kath Thompson. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
At syempre, kasama niya si, sabi nga ay manager na si Erica Lorenzo. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Erica.
Magandang umaga po sa mga nakikinig ng SBS Radio. Salamat po at naimbitahan niyo po kami this morning.
At syempre, eto hindi niya tayo maintindihan kaya kailangan nating Englishin to. Kasama din natin ang main choreographer sa music video or sa lahat ng ginagawa ni Kat na music video, ano?
Yes.
Si James din. Good morning, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, and you're gonna be teaching Kat and showing our listeners through Facebook your dance moves.
Yes, teaching a little bit of dancing, some choreography. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yes, kaya sabayan nyo kami at samahanin nyo kami sa ating Facebook Live maya-maya at syempre makakasama natin sila at aalamin natin ang musika ni Kat Thompson. At syempre, sa ating pagpapatuloy, analimbilada pa rin ang inyong kasama at sama natin sa studio ang Filipina Northern Irish singer-songwriter na si Kat Thompson. Pero bago natin siya makausap, narito muna at pakinggan natin ang kanyang single o ang kanyang awitin na Be Mine.
Show your passion, babe. Put up a fight and I'll give you passion, babe. Baby, I'm telling you, I'm not asking, baby. This thing's like a freak. Don't mean to sound crazy. Can you be mine? No more, baby. Like a fantasy, I'll be all that you need, boy. If you only knew how much more I want your body. If you want me to, come on, boy, touch my body. So hot when you're close to me. Got me thinking all night, put you in the sheets. I'll show you how it's supposed to be. So baby, come and rock with me, oh baby.
Ayan ang awiting Be Mine ni Kat Thompson. At syempre, kasama natin si Kat live sa ating studio. Pabatiin natin muli siya. Magandang umaga muli sa'yo, Kat.
Magandang umaga.
See, marunong siya mag-Tagalog, konti.
Konti lang po.
She's learning also.
Opo.
Oo. At si Kat ay half Filipina, half Northern Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Pero you were born in Australia,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you've been to places.
Yeah, I was born in Australia and then I was brought up in Japan.
Wow, so marunong din mag-Nihongo?
Opo.
You got the voice, the face, the languages, ano pa? Pero let's go back. Paano ka nagsimula sa pagkanta o sa music? How did you start with music?
I started with music when... Actually, I don't know when, because my mum always said to me that I always just was singing around the house, even as a little child.
Yeah.
So I've always loved music. It's always been a part of my life.
Is there anyone in the family who sings?
No, I'm the only one. Not that I know of, anyway.
Not even your mum, who's a Filipina?
No, that's the thing. My mum's really stage shy. So like she gets very nervous and even public speaking, she's very shy. So yeah.
So how old when you started singing?
I honestly can't remember. Like I was so a baby. Like yeah.
A toddler,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, it's probably a toddler.
Mm. And did you do any singing lessons then?
No, not as a child growing up, I wasn't doing singing lessons. But then when I was in my early teens, my mum found me a Filipino like performance coach.
Yeah.
And so she used to just come around and do vocal lessons and stuff with me. And then I didn't do that. I did that for about a year or so, I think, off the top of my head. And then I didn't do any training at all. Like I was self-taught for the rest of it. And then it wasn't until years later that I did lessons with a opera coach just for a year as well. And yeah, that's the formal training that I have. So, but everything I do is all pretty much self-taught. So.
Yes. Aside from performing in Australia, I know I've seen you in one of your performances with the Filipino community.
Ah, yeah.
Yes. And you've also been to Solomon Islands.
Yes, I have. I've done tours over there. Honestly, it was one of those magical things that the internet brings about. So, I mean, the world's so connected today because of the internet. I was contacted by someone on Facebook, of all places, from the Solomon Islands, and they said, we have a fan base for you here. They absolutely love you. Can you please come over and do some shows? And so they basically flew me over, and that's where it all began.
And you also done front act for Filipino artists, Ding Dong Avanzado,
yeah,
and Jessa Saragossa.
Yeah.
What else have you done?
Actually, Filipinos as well. I opened for the Jabberwockies when they came to Australia. So they were America's Best Dance Crew. I've opened for American artists as well. So Eve, Lloyd. Eve was, if you know your hip-hop sort of music, she's a hip-hop rapper, and Lloyd is an R&B artist from the States. So yeah, the mixed bag of things I've done over my time. I also opened for I performed for the Solomon Islands Parliament, so yeah, things like that. Lots of fun.
And aside from performing for Filipino artists, they also have you also done any other tours?
I've done my own sort of shows, but not touring with, like, as in someone else's tour. Yeah. I've done my own shows, so, yeah.
In Australia?
Yeah.
And
mostly the East Coast. I haven't been to the West Coast yet, so I'd like to get to there at some point. But, I mean, the East Coast is where I was obviously living, so it's a lot easier to get up and down the East Coast, especially if you're in a car or you fly. So.
Yes. And most of your songs you've written, or all of your songs, ikaw ang sumulat.
Opo.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
I get my inspiration from basically my own life experiences, and also the things that I see around me. So I may not necessarily be going through, let's say, a breakup or falling in love at that exact moment, but if I see that my best friend is going through something really rough, and that also affects me because I love the people around me, so I will write about that. Or if there's a situation that's going on and I really feel very passionate about it, I'll write about that. Or it could just be one of those things where I personally would like to write about something and I feel a certain way, so that's why I sit down and write about it. So
hindi ito hugot, gaya ng sinasabi sa mga Filipino. Walang hugot masyado.
I don't think Hat knows the word hugot.
Hugot?
hugot is a term that Filipinos would normally use. It's like an expression.
Ah, yeah.
So, for example,
you got a background. Say you are sad in your song. You have there's an emotional sadness.
Yeah. Yes.
And you get it from something that you had experienced before.
Yes, correct. Yes.
So it's more, yeah, exactly what it is. But I think in the Filipino term, when people actually say the word hugot, it's more of like, ano siya, parang siyang, what do you call that? Parang, it's like
pinanggagalingan.
Yes, it's like making a comment from, you know, from what was actually said. Parang ganun, yes. Parang ganun yung
thing. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's even just like stuff from my past, and I will maybe it's something that I fell in love with someone a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I still remember how that felt. And so I want to write about that as well. Yes. So we all go through, I think everybody goes through different emotions at different times. And I think that's universally something everyone can relate to. I'm quite certain you've fallen in love a few times in your life too. So, and you may not necessarily be going through falling in love right now, but you remember how that felt and how beautiful that was. So if you can draw that out of yourself and create beautiful music, then you can touch everyone else who feels the same way. So,
narinig nyo kanina yung nagsalita tungkol sa hugot si Erica Lorenzo yon. Siya ang manager ni Kat. Paano naman kayo nagkakilala? Paano nabuo yung relasyon ninyo?
May relasyon.
May relasyon.
No, me and Kat met through a friend of a friend. So dun po nagsimula yung relationship namin as artist manager. And when that started, medyo syempre nandoon kami sa stage na nakakilala as you know, part of, you know, the whole relationship as being a manager, being an artist. She obviously needs to know kung paano ko as a person, not just how I do things being a manager. And same thing with her. It's not just about the whole business thing. It's not just about the whole, you know, industry. It's actually getting to know a person and being able to work with them.
Yeah, 100%.
Meron ka na bang ibang mga... What's your background in managing musicians?
To be honest, wala masyado. Kasi ang background ko talaga is more on business and corporate.
Mm.
So, yun din yung medyo challenging for me in terms of managing an artist. Pero with Kat kasi, you don't actually have to manage her. Eh? Like, she knows what she's doing. She knows what she wants in terms of her music, in terms of her career, in terms of how, you know, she wants things to be done. So it's not like I'm managing someone from scratch.
Yes.
So we share our ideas together. You know, I learn from Kat about the whole music industry. Same thing with me. So it's not just a manager and artist relationship. It's a friendship as well between me and her. So it's good. Yeah.
I think the thing also is like some of the best managers that have ever managed artists are also their friend, not just
because you know each other better.
And the relationship is a lot stronger when you are also, you also care about each other. And also the thing is, a lot of great managers were not originally managers. They came from the business side of things, or they were great business owners, or they've come in and applied all the skills that they learned in the corporate world or the business world to the music industry itself, because that's one of the things that's magical about music. We're so creative that a lot of the time we're too busy being creative that we need somebody with a business mind. So I love the fact that I'm a little bit more logical at times, so it helps as well. But yeah, a lot of creatives are so creative that they don't know how to manage their funds. They don't know how to do a proper business email.
And it's so good that there's someone to help you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's beautiful to have someone as professional, not just a beautiful friend, but someone who is as professional as Erica in my life, because it definitely makes things 100 times easier having someone who you trust as well as knows what they're doing. So
let's talk about your single Be Mine. It was produced by American Khaled.
And yes.
But it was recorded here in Australia.
Opo, yes, it was.
Tell us about it.
I was very blessed to be able to work with an amazing production team. They've worked with some of the big artists over in the States. And for me, it was amazing to work with someone of their caliber. I'm always very blessed to work with anyone because I love collaborating. It's one of those things you get. One person who's got a creative mind and another person, and then you create some beautiful magic. So, so we've gotten to the studio. We worked on the tracks. And Be Mine was one of the first songs that we did together, and I absolutely love it. So.
And we're going to be dancing in the studio today?
Yeah, we can. Apparently so.
With the help of your main choreographer here, James Dean.
Hey, hey.
Yes, he's with us. Tell us, how's your experience with Kat? Working with Kat?
So I've been working with Kat for a couple of years now, choreographing and backup dancing for her. And like Erica said, Kat's such a hard worker, and it makes it my job easier because she works so hard. I can just sort of teach her the steps, teach her the moves, and I know that she's gonna perfect them because she'll work so hard at just getting everything perfect because she's such a perfectionist. So I love choreographing for her and I love dancing with her.
You sing, you dance, you write your own songs, you speak lots of language or a few languages. Where else do you want to go?
Everywhere. I want to go everywhere. I want to go everywhere. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to the States. I think one of the most incredible things about the creative arts or music for me is that it's allowing me to go to see different cultures, different people. I get to meet so many different beautiful souls, and they're not just in the music industry. I love meeting people who are not in the industry, who've come to my shows or who are just there for whatever reason because of the music. We've come together for a common cause.
Kat, maraming Australian talents or Filipino-Australian talents who are making their names here, but they also wanted to make their own names in the Philippines. Yeah. Are you looking at that?
Definitely, definitely. I think that one of the most beautiful things about the Filipino people, and that's, I'm so proud to be half Filipino, is because Filipinos are so supportive. I've seen so many Filipino performers, whether it be TV shows or whether they're on a competition of some sort or whatever it is, or they support and they love. And that's one of the most beautiful things about our culture. We support each other. We love each other. We're very, very much a community and a family unit. So I think that going into countries like, which is my background, going back to places like the Philippines is so important, because if I share the love of music, I want to share that with my people as well. So
are we going to be hearing Kat in the Philippines soon?
That's a plan.
Yeah, that's a plan. Yeah. We're still, we're looking forward to it. At this stage, we don't have a date as to when we're going to be going to the Philippines or visiting, but definitely it is in our, calendar in the next 12 months. Fingers crossed.
But in the meantime, it's playing on radio over there.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yes.
Because it's out in iTunes.
Yes, it's available across all music platforms and streaming services. So, if it really is up to whatever platform that you use that you love. Like, some people like their Spotify's, iTunes, Deezer, you name it, it's there. So you literally just type in Kat Thompson and the title of the song, like the last
all
one.
All of your songs are available.
Yes, they're all available. So
where can they follow you?
I've got pretty much every stream social media platform, like every other person our generation. But you can look me up, Kat Thompson, or Kat Thompson Official. That's also there on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's there. YouTube.
And you will answer them.
Yes, of course.
Whenever you can.
Yeah. Actually, it's one of the things I try to make sure that I respond to everybody. I understand it's really hard too.
Yeah, because I saw your Facebook, you got 4,500 likes.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, and counting.
And counting. So, yeah. And I think it's a beautiful thing because people take their time out of the day to say hello.
Yeah.
And so I try my best to reply. It's not always possible to reply straight away, but I always do my best to make sure I do.
Sa mga nakikinig sa atin, samahan ninyo kami at samahan ninyo kami sa aming Facebook Live, dahil mapapanood ninyo na magsasayaw si Kat Thompson, yan, na ano na yung pa ako, na nangingilig na. Sa tulong ng choreographer na si James Dean. Hanapin lamang po sa facebook.com/sbsfilipino at makasama natin maya-maya si Kat Thompson. At syempre, ang ating mga itinampok ngayong umaga ay mapapakinggan sa ating website na www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. At syempre, maraming salamat, Kat.
Thank you.
Erica at James.
Maraming salamat din po. We do appreciate, being invited into the studio. So maraming salamat po sa mga nakikinig. Sir Ronald and Lynn, salamat po.
At syempre, Kat.
Maraming salamat po. Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
And James?
Yes, thank you so much for having us. And yeah, hopefully see you again soon.
Yes, at syempre magtatapos tayo sa awitin ni Kat Thompson, ang Don't Fall in Love. But we should fall in love, isn't it?
Depends on the kind of love.
So Don't Fall in Love, we can all fall in love.
Hey, boy, I'm looking for a good time. And I wonder, could you be the one? Hey, boy, nothing lasts forever. So don't worry, I ain't falling in love. Don't fall in love. You say this holiday fling could be the real thing. Don't fall in love. Tell this pretty young thing, she makes your heart sing. Don't fall in love. We got just one night, so make it shine bright. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love with me, baby. I know exactly what you hope in your heart, but I'm just here tonight with you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.